Dance music, cabaret, literary celebrations, jazz, and Broadway stars. It may be Labor Day weekend and cookouts may be first on the menu, but there are still plenty of reasons to get out and about in our region this weekend. The curtain comes down on the 2015 summer season at Tanglewood in Lenox with back-to-back performances by jazz icon and movie star Harry Connick Jr. tonight and Broadway star Kristen Chenoweth with the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra on Saturday night. Connick is a multi-talented musician, pianist, songwriter, singer, and American Idol judge. His concert will feature music from Harry Connick's vast musical catalog, including songs from his most recent albums, Smokey Mary and Every Man Should Know. To date, Harry Connick Jr. has released 29 albums, won 3 Grammy Awards, 2 Emmy Awards, sold 28 million albums. Broadway and TV star Kristen Chenoweth, widely known for her defining the role of Glinda in the hit musical Wicked, will join the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra for a program of music from the Broadway stage. The concert will be followed by a fireworks display over the Stockbridge Bowl, bringing the 2015 Tanglewood season to a close on Saturday night. Singer-songwriter, multimedia artist, and producer J.D. Samson, best known as a member of the legendary electro-feminist punk project Le Tigre, headlines a live concert and a DJ dance set at Mass Mocha in North Adams on Saturday starting at 8 p.m. An eloquent activist, feminist, writer, and performer, Samson was raised in a Cleveland suburb by two artists. Coming out at the age of 15, Samson overcame hardships to become a strong activist for feminist and LGBT rights. She pursued her passion in film by attending Sarah Lawrence College, where she landed a job managing projections for the electro-feminist group Le Tigre, an all-female band with roots in dance, punk, and pop music. Shortly thereafter, in 2000, Samson became a contributing member of the band. As a part of Le Tigre, Samson channeled her personal life into producing electrifying, upbeat music with strong sociopolitical and LGBT ties. When the band took a break in 2006, Samson formed a new project, Men, with Le Tigre's Johanna Fateman. Karen Akers, star of stage, screen, and cabaret, will perform a special benefit concert for the Music and More series at the Meeting House in New Marlborough, Massachusetts, on Saturday at 4:30 p.m. Akers has appeared in many prestigious venues worldwide, from Carnegie Hall, the Hollywood Bowl, New York's Oak Room at the Algonquin Hotel, to London's Pizza on the Park. Her career also includes 3 performances at the White House. Her multifaceted career encompasses theater, television, film, and numerous recordings. Akers will be accompanied on piano by Don Rebich for an evening of music from the French and English songbooks. Spencertown Academy Arts Center's 10th Annual Festival of Books, featuring a giant used book sale, 2 days of readings and book signings by nationally known and local authors, including Simon Winchester and Ruth Reichel, and a children's program, takes place over Labor Day weekend beginning today and running through Monday. Featured authors this year include Simon Winchester, Luke Barr, Wesley Brown, Jamie Cat Callan, Talia Carner, David Gillum, Anne Hood, Daphne Calate, Alex Kershaw, Jonathan Mingle, Ruth Reichel, and James Scott. And award-winning songwriter Joe Iconis returns to Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield with his popular cabaret, Joe Iconis and Family, Outcast Superstars, for 3 performances, Friday through Sunday at 8 p.m. at Mr. Finn's Cabaret. The popular Joe Iconis won over audiences as the composer and lyricist of the musical The Black Suits, which ran at Barrington Stage several years ago, and his previous sold-out cabarets. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.